right. Here you go, Mona. Eggs just the way you like them.
Huh? Hey, those aren't eggs.
That's just the way I like them. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Angela.
And what, may I ask, do you want for breakfast?
Oh, just juice and coffee.
Uh-huh. I knew I could count on you.
Don't play with your food, dear.
I have an announcement to make.
Ooh, an announcement.
Hey. Well, let me guess. You met a tall, dark stranger. You've thrown caution to the wind. You've fallen madly in love, and you're eloping on Tuesday.
No, Mother.
Wednesday?
No, Mother. As you all know, we will soon be marking the second anniversary of Tony and Samantha's arrival into our very happy household.
Well, I was close.
And in honor of that occasion, I would like to invite you all to a very special dinner.
Oh,
all right. Where are we going? Yeah. Where are we going?
It's going to be next Friday, and I will be cooking.
I can't make it.
Come on, Sam. Come on. Her cooking's not that bad. Just remind me to stock up on the Pepto-Bismol.
Me? No, that's not it. Next weekend, I'm going to New London for my drill team championship.
Oh, well, let's make it the following Friday.
No, no good for me. I have that wet T-shirt contest. Angela, I'm filling out my organ donor's card. It's for my new driver's license. Is there anything you want dibs on?
Mother, haven't you noticed that I'm attached to a meat grinder?
Well, I didn't want to criticize.
Will you help me?
Angela, you are my daughter, and I love you dearly. And there are many things that you do quite well. Cooking is not one of them. Please, come to your senses and let Tony take over before it's too late.
No, Mother, I want to do this. Tony's cooked for me every day for the last 2 years.
And this is how you repay him?
Made a great silver dollar.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, what do you say, buddy?
You know that Trailblazers camp out this weekend?
Yeah, the one you're not going on because you don't want to sleep in dirt and you hate making your own bathroom.
Yeah, do you think Mom will let me go?
I guess, but Jonathan, I gotta warn you, you're never gonna be able to hold it that long. What changed your mind?
Hi, Jonathan. Are you coming to the Trailblazers camp out?
Hey, yo, I get the idea.
You should see her without her glasses. Mm.
Don't worry, pal. I'll put the fix in with your mom.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
Hey, look. I am impressed, Nancy. You got your beef, you got your pastry, you got your pate. What happened to your tie?
It's supposed to be this way.
Don't you know anything?
I got bad news. Doesn't look like Jonathan's gonna make it tonight.
He has to be here. It's our anniversary. It's a special night.
It's a co-ed camp out.
Ah, Jenny Whitner?
Who? I think she told him she'd dig his latrine.
Will she stop at nothing?
Well, I guess it's just gonna be us grown-ups tonight. And you, Mother.
Whoa, Angela, I gotta admit, 8 o'clock. The table looks great.
Thank you. You look very nice yourself.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Guess we all look very nice.
Hey, well. Happy anniversary.
Hey, Angela, why don't you tell me this party was a bring-your-own-bucket?
Mother, I know I said dinner would be informal, but this is really ridiculous.
Oh, about dinner, I got a better offer. I'm going to a clam bake.
What do you mean?
Clam bake, Angela. First you dig for clams and then you bake them.
No, Mother, this is...
This is our anniversary and you're going to miss my beef Wellington.
That's another plus. Besides, you don't need me around while you two celebrate.
Mother, this dinner is a simple gesture of gratitude from an employer to an employee.
Well, who am I to stand in the way of true employment?
Goodbye.
Make some waves, Moan.
You bet, kid.
Well, I guess it's just the two of us.
I guess so.
You want some champagne?
Sure. Let's party.
Why not? No, you do not celebrate an anniversary every day.
Probably not more than once a year. Excuse me.
Yes. Oh!
Angela, that's very nice, very nice. But if you wanted to dim the lights, there's a switch on the wall.
Maybe you should pour.
Okay. It's quite a shot, though, I gotta tell you.
Really?
Gotta admit, Angela, a lot better than I expected.
Really? Would you like some more?
No. I mean, no thanks.
You hated it?
No, I loved it. I really did. I just have one question. What were those pink thread-like things in the pâté?
What did they taste like?
Polyester blend.
I beg your pardon. That tie was 100% silk.
Well, my mistake.
It's okay.
Angela, this really was terrific. I mean, how many housekeepers get this kind of treatment from their bosses?
Well, Tony, you're not exactly just a housekeeper.
Well, Angela, you're not exactly just a boss.
You've been living here for 2 years now. What exactly do you think we are?
I don't know. What do you think we are?
I asked you first.
All right, Angela. You want to know what I think?
That's why I asked.
I think we should take this here champagne over to the fireplace and discuss it.
Maybe we should.
So? Oh!
What is it?
My stomach, it's killing me.
Oh my God, I poisoned you. Oh, God, you're burning up. I'm calling the doctor. I don't want to hear any macho arguments from you. You are too sick. Oh. You need professional attention,
Angela,
and I...
Could you call a doctor?
Right.
Some clam bake. I wonder if there are any leftovers.
Oh, Angela. Oh.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
Mrs. Bauer, looks like your friend's appendix is about to burst.
His appendix? Oh, thank God.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I mean, thank God it wasn't food poisoning. Doctor?
Yes?
Call
cooking couldn't do that to an appendix, could it?
No, ma'am.
Not even really bad cooking?
This should make you feel better.
Oh!
Or at least not care how bad you feel.
Hey, nurse, this taking an appendix out, it's pretty routine stuff, right?
Absolutely. Of course, with any major surgery, there's always a chance of death.
Thanks.
You can have him for a minute. After that, we get him. Hi.
Hi.
Well, wasn't my cooking.
Yeah, no, I was surprised.
Me too. Some anniversary, huh? Yeah.
Are you scared?
Me? Are you kidding? What do I gotta be scared about?
All aboard for major surgery.
Hold my hand.
Oh, don't worry. You're gonna be okay. You have to be. What would I do without you?
Oh, Angela, you get along fine. I mean, it might take a while, but eventually you'd learn how to use the vacuum.
How you feeling? Medication taking effect yet?
To tell you the truth, it's kind of hard to tell from up here, Doc.
Now, Tony, I want you to know, an appendectomy is a fairly routine procedure. But as with any major surgery, there's always the chance of death.
This hospital.
Don't worry. I'm going to be here when it's all over. I mean, when they wheel you out. Alive and fine.
Look, Angela, if anything should happen to me...
Nothing's going to happen to you.
I know, but if anything does... Hold it. If anything does, I just want you to take care of Sam.
Oh, Tony.
No, I mean, you've been real good to her. You've been important to her, like when she needed a woman around, or helping her grow up, or helping me let her grow up. I would have never made it through puberty without you, Angela.
Oh, Tony.
No.
I'd be honored to take care of Samantha.
Thanks, Angela. And Angela, I love you.
What? Wait a minute. Wait, what did he say? What did you say? Tony, wake up!
Ma'am, it doesn't matter to me, but he might enjoy surgery more if he slept.
You're probably right.
It's you.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't sleep all night long.
Oh, really? All night long? Oh. Well, how's Tony?
He's in the hospital.
Angela, what did you do to him?
His appendix burst.
I never heard of that before. I mean, a hernia maybe, but...
Mother... Tony got sick right after dinner. They took his appendix out at 2:00 this morning.
Oh, my God. Is he all right?
Yeah, he's fine. Doctor said he'll probably sleep for another 8 hours.
Oh, so then everything's okay?
No. Everything is a mess. Tony told me he loved me.
Uh-huh. So the plot thickens. And what did you say to him?
Nothing. He was unconscious at the time.
Well, that explains it.
Mother.
Angela, how do you feel about him?
He's my housekeeper. He's from Brooklyn. We're totally different.
And you're not answering the question. Do you love him?
What if I did love him? And it didn't work out. And we ended up not even liking each other. And then he moved to another state.
And Jonathan never saw him again. And I never saw Sam. And I never could figure out how to use the vacuum cleaner.
What if it did work out?
Hmm?
And what if it were good? Really good. Come on, talk to him, Angela.
I wouldn't know what to say. I mean, what if he didn't mean what he said? What if he doesn't even remember what he said?
And what if he did remember? And what if he did mean it?
Why do you always answer a question with a question?
Do I do that? Come on, you big chicken. What's it going to be?
Not a chicken. I fully intend to discuss this with Tony. If he brings it up.
Well, whatever you think best, dear.
Angela? You're not Angela.
Never have been. Take it easy. You just came out of surgery.
Oh, yeah, I guess I gave everybody a pretty big scare, huh?
Not me. I don't even know you. But that lady friend of yours looked pretty shook up.
Oh, that'd be Angela. She thought she killed me.
No, she seemed to take that in stride. She never got jumpy until you said you loved her.
I said what? I said that?
Yeah, surprised her, too.
Oh, no. How can I say that? She's my boss. Oh, what am I going to do?
You're going to put this thermometer in your mouth so I can finish your chart and go home.
Oh, I'm such a jerk. I mean, that was way out of line. I probably ruined everything. I mean, it was going good, too.
I'm warning you, buddy. One more peep, and I'm going to be forced to take a different approach with this thing.
Hi.
Forget it. 98.6.
How are you feeling?
Like somebody cut me open and ripped my insides out.
That's pretty much the way it happened.
These are for you.
Oh, gee, Angela, thanks. I love daffodils. But not there. They're not there. In the car. Okay. Get well soon. How'd you think of that? Angela, about last night.
Yes?
Well, I mean, it was great, you know. I mean, everything was great. The dinner was great. Right up until they wheeled me into surgery.
Speaking of when they wheeled you into surgery.
Yes?
You were probably pretty groggy.
You know, that stuff they get right out. Forget it.
Yeah. You probably don't remember anything you said.
Tell you the truth, I do remember saying something.
What was it?
I said, ow.
Yeah. That's just what I remember, too. Well, you must be pretty tired.
Yeah.
Let you get some sleep. I'll be back later.
Davis, telephone, please. Dr. Davis, telephone, please.